The president of the Toronto Raptors, Masai Ujiri, joins us. How are you?
I'm very good, Bob. How are you, man?
Good, pal. How's your summer been? Busy, huh? Are you going to get away? Yeah. Are you going to go away in the next month or so?
Yes, sir. All of August disappear.
Yeah, I know. Are you done now?
You know what? I left it all up to Bobby now, so you guys blame Bobby, okay?
Yeah. Here's the new kid, and it's all up to you now. Don't screw it up, right?
Yeah.
The C.J. Miles acquisition is an intriguing one. So tell me the genesis of the thought on C.J. Miles. I mean, he had a great season shooting the three. It is a need that your team, I think you would acknowledge, has. Is that the principal attraction for C.J.?
We'll always be attracted to, I think, shooters. One, it's the way the league is going, too. The kind of players we have on our team, you know, spacing the floor and trying to create. We need to become a better ball-moving team. And with a shooter, a sniper like him, it helps a lot because people are going to run at him. In most occasions, you don't want to leave him open. And having three-point shooters like him, maybe Serge, and Kyle in the lineup, you know, I think is going to help us in many ways. A couple, obviously, Patrick DeMarre was a good 3-point shooter when he was healthy, and also PJ, you know, an adequate 3-point shooter too, you know. So we have to find ways to replace that and then replace the positions that these guys played.
Of your young players, you know, we've started to see bits and pieces of these young guys, almost all of whom you've drafted. I mean, in your opinion, who's the guy we are most likely to see break through? A guy who, you know, has had limited minutes or limited appearances over the last year or two, and you think might be ready to establish himself. Is there a guy?
You know, it's the best thing, and maybe I don't know if it's the best thing or not a good thing. The good thing, I think, when looking at it, Bob, is, you know, like all of them have that potential, you know, like I saw you hope that two or three, you know, like get there, you know. So whether it's Jakob or whether it's DeLon, whether it's Fred Van Fleet, whether it's Pascal, OG, when he gets going, we're really happy that he fell to us in the draft. Whether it's Bebe or Bruno, you know, like all those young guys we see promise in some kind of way. And in the NBA, you just need that one little break, you know, like a Norman had, you know, like, and he elevated, he raised his game. You have to be able to perform, you know, like on that big stage. And one or two or three of them even are going to get the chance because that's the way we've set up the team. And it's time to know, Bob, honestly, Joe. It's time for us to know, you know, like what these young guys have and if they can do it, you know, like which will lead us into the next chapter of our basketball team. We can't be short. We have to look at 4 or 5 years from now.
Well, you know, from my perspective, Ibaka is, of course, an interesting guy. He's sort of a four. He could be a five. He can play either position. But if he doesn't play the four, you don't have a four other than that that has any kind of experience, Masai. You're talking a young guy, aren't you?
Well, we were 28 and 12. I know it was the beginning of the season when Pascal played, you know, like the four. He gained a little experience.
I know.
CJ Miles can play the four. I think we have multiple ways, you know, like to go. We could play smaller. DeMar could play the four. There are many ways that we can go about this that we've looked at. And then, you know, there are a couple players, too, that we could possibly add, you know, like as we go into this time of the season too. You don't know what you'll come across. So we're comfortable where we are. We're comfortable to act, and we're going in, you know, like feeling good that one, you know, Serge will man that, and we'll be able to create opportunity for a young player.
We have spent our entire lives slotting players into positions. There's a point guard, then there's a shooting guard, then there's a small forward, a big forward, and then a center. And all sports have that. You know, you play this position, and this is your responsibility. As we sit here today, the NBA seems to be in the process of eliminating all that, that it really is irrelevant what position you are slotted into. I think CJ was talking today when he was at Indiana. They played against Miami, and they had four guards on the floor for the vast majority of the game. Do you see that as the trend? Is that now established? Is that, you know, the five historic traditional positions really don't hold a lot of relevance anymore?
Well, it's exactly what I said to Jonas, you know, like the exit meeting and a couple of days ago, you know, like to me, we're a copycat league, you know, like the moment that you start doing these things, you know, like then all of a sudden, you know, everybody copies, everybody starts doing it. I think we have to figure out how we want to play, what our identity is, and go with it, you know, like and figure out a way to make it happen. Yes, you make adjustments in the NBA, but for me, you have to be relevant and play these guys and the way you want to play them. I know the NBA is going that way. It's playing different guys, different positions. Guys, smaller guys are playing the four. More shooters, more spread out. But there's also offensive rebounding, you know, like there's also finishing inside and pounding the ball a little bit, you know, like and wearing teams down, you know. So we have to figure that out, you know, and I think as we go in, our coaches are going to be prepared for that.
Joy?
Masai, how important is it to get away from some of the ISO play focused, I guess, offense that was run last year, and there was some criticism of it. And when Damari left town, we all know what his comments were, especially when you look at a team like, you know, Golden State adding Nick Young for depth, getting another guy on the back end. And you've got a situation like where you're talking about Jonas. And, you know, when you signed that deal with Jonas, it was hailed as a great deal. But the league has changed incredibly in the last year and a half, 2 years, in the way guys are utilized. So my question really is in terms of the type of offense, we saw what happened the last couple of years. You lost to a Cleveland team that ended up going to the finals. What type of offense do you see this team running, especially with CJ coming in? Is it still going to, is it going to have to focus on the three, or are you going to have to pound the ball inside as well?
You know, I think the coaches are going to figure that out, you know, like we have to move the ball. Damar and Kyle better opportunities, especially in the playoffs. You know, like we have to figure out ways where when people clamp on them, you know, we have other means and other places to go rather than. We continue to try to do like the same thing. And I think the coaches are up for that challenge. I think everybody is up for that challenge. I think Damar and Kyle are up for the challenge in moving the ball better, in Damar becoming a better ball handler. And as I said today, by the way, you know, like a year ago, while going into the playoffs against Cleveland, JV is hurt. Everybody says if JV is playing in that series, we beat. We at least have a better chance against Cleveland. And that to me was saying that JV had an incredible year and an incredible playoffs, you know, against Miami, against Indiana. 1 year later, you know, like everybody's singing a different song. And I just don't see that, you know, like I think I don't know. He didn't have like the greatest of years, and maybe not the greatest of playoffs. You know, like, but I don't think you just necessarily write a guy off because we say the NBA is going a certain way. And trust me, by the way, if there were better big guys, you know, like whether it's the Embiids of the world or better centers, everybody wants those kind of centers. So I don't know that the game is going away from them, you know, like I don't know if there are as many as good as, and obviously we don't concentrate on the post-ups as much as before, because the post-up is sometimes, you know, like you're going away from the, you're facing away from the basket, you know, like you're not seeing everything that's going on. I think it's more of a disadvantage now sometimes in the game, and that's why JV needs to play more face-up, more in the dunker sometimes, and mix it up a little bit to be effective with shooting.
Masai. So you are of the opinion that a more fast-moving, more three-point shooting team can perform around JV rather than replace him with somebody who is more in that mold, maybe slightly smaller, quicker, more of an outside inside player than an inside player. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I just feel that he can be effective. You know, like I feel that he can be. He was effective a year ago in the playoffs, and I don't see, you know, like much has changed. You know, like I think we need to move the ball better. I think we need to find JV more in the dunker. I think the ball just has to move better on our team. And I think JV on his part, he's going to do the things that is necessary for him to play more on our basketball team, whether it's defensively or offensively. But I think offensive rebounding is a huge thing now in the game that we have to take advantage of, and he's one of the best ones in the NBA.
You're making the case for your center, in spite of the fact that there's been lots of speculation that you've attempted to move him, but that has not happened as yet. And
Bob, I'll explain a little bit. You know, like to every single player, and I said it today, every single player was in trade talks on our team. Every single one, you know, like I think in different scenarios, we had five different scenarios where we could have gone young, gone this, gone that, you know, like, so every single player was in discussion. So I think it's a little bit unfair, you know, like there were times when we felt, okay, you know, like maybe we move JV's money or... and then what's the direction there? There was a plan, you know, to go that. Well, we decided not to go with that. Or there maybe things didn't click that way. But JV's agent is aware. JV was aware. All our players are aware, you know. Like, I think that's the way to do business. So, to me, when they overblow this.
Oh, do we still have him? Sounds like he dropped out. Masai, you still with us? Well, he's gone.
You ask him that question and look what happens.
Yeah. Masai Ujiri. Well, that was the last question in an event from me. So we'll thank him. And we did not get an opportunity to wish him a good summer, really.